You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Purple Haze in Largo is having a free party Wednesday, April 20th and Saturday, April 23rd from noon to 10 p.m. There'll be free giveaways, free samplings, live music, live glass blowing, and some really big sales. Food and beverage will be available at this family-friendly event. That's Purple Haze, 10999 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. Purple Haze, free party Wednesday, April 20th and Saturday, April 23rd from noon to 10 p.m.
This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone
Whisperer. Come to me because of my years of being told, you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential. I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to a board of trustees.
So because you are the Lone Whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, this is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans? Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. Well, one of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time home buyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this. Mm-hmm. And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure. Absolutely. ApplyRay.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyRay.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety of people going to rip me off. I don't understand what buy down of points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the Senior Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497.
To the 5 drive time, Brian Cash Claw Show. My name is Ray Rao, and we're Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc. And refi now, that's the thing. 727-512-0497. We have Taylor here, was in the show before. And then we have your name, young lady, and your phone number and what you do. And then we're going to go around the room, as you can tell.
Faith at Everyday Beautiful Wigs. We're located at 2310 West Bay Drive in Largo, Florida, and we can be reached at 727-521-7292.
Thank you, Faith. And Taylor, you want to give your...
Yeah, this is Austin Taylor from Taylor Pressure Washing calling in here, and we provide professional exteriors cleaning for residential and commercial properties.
Thank you, Taylor. Taylor was in here earlier, like I said, the show before with Devin. Be local. What is it called?
Be local buzz.
Be local. Thank you. Yeah, be local buzz, and that's a real popular show that's on. Then we're gonna go around the room and go ahead, sir. What is it you do, and what are you doing here today?
The Greatest Show. Yeah, we are the production of the Greatest Show, the best event ever. Be in downtown St. Pete to help 7 different local charity. All these big show will be with all artists, burlesque, magician show, Black Congress, all the best one night together on the luxury yacht, 180 feet for 600 people. So it's a time to help people.
Well, very good. It's the greatest show on earth, right?
No.
Can I ask you a question? You have any tickets we can give away? Do you have tickets?
No, not the tickets. What's with the business card?
Yeah, what you could do is give away tickets. When is the show? What day?
March 11th.
Okay, why don't you give me some tickets and I'll do trivia questions. This way we'll promote it with the trivia questions, so it promotes it. What day is it?
March 11th.
What time?
6:30 to 10:30.
Where?
On the luxury yacht Starship Dinner Cruise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I'd be happy to take a ticket and promote it by going.
No, but like,
how about them apples?
I don't know if you're in the position to do that, because I don't know. But if, let's say, we gave out 2 tickets per show to Collins, would you be interested in doing that, or is that too much for you?
Now it's too late, because we have a deadline on Sunday, 27th, and we already did the marketing with all magazines, with all, so we are...
We have a few tickets left.
Yeah, you want to make sure. Okay.
Wow.
Do you want to go?
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, you let me know if you, how much are the tickets. Let me find out how much they are.
Yeah, let's find out first.
Yeah.
How much are they?
Go.
Tickets start at $250.
You're not going.
You're not going. I'm not going.
But you know what?
She's not going. He's not going.
What happens if we just want her shoe to go?
Yeah.
Can you take her shoe on the? How much?
Yeah. How much for the shoe to go?
Do you want to go to the greatest show on earth?
It's $14.50.
I'll trade her for a ticket.
Really, it's all about the math.
No, I think they deserve to go. What it is, it's thegreatestshow.org is a 501c3 nonprofit. Tickets are tax deductible according to IRS guidelines. All inclusive. We have a 180-foot yacht, 3-story yacht. We're bringing from Tampa to
food?
The dock at St. Pete. Includes food.
Pink.
Great food. Drink.
You want to go?
It's all included.
Entertainment. So you'd spend that or more going out. There's everything. We have, I'll let you do the lineup. He put together the best artists in the Tampa Bay area. They're all playing at one time. We have the Black Honkies Band upstairs on the top deck.
Ryan, give her a microphone.
We have the Greatest Show Band with Ariella and Nick Craster. We have Daniela Soledage and Nate Najar. We have Sean Brown, James Sachs, Gumby Ortiz. One band play all together one night.
Right.
Something doesn't exist.
You know, they're like the hottest band, and I always pronounce their name wrong, but the Black...
Honkies.
That's what I say.
The Black Honkies band.
I said one night on the radio, I said the Black Monkeys. And I didn't know it. I didn't do it on purpose.
Right. We got to keep an eye on you.
Honkies.
Yes.
But yeah, they're very popular.
They're extremely popular. They're really
good.
They're playing upstairs. Nate and Ariella and Sean and everyone is playing downstairs. And like we said, all the food included.
Why don't you give me a couple tickets, okay? And what I'll do is I'll promote them.
That sounds good.
Right? And then you know what we could do is a drawing for them.
Okay.
Can you get me a couple tickets?
That's Alvin.
And then I can work it on the radio every night.
That's a yes.
That's a yes. Okay, and then what we'll do is we could sell.
I'm very helpful over here, ain't I?
Yeah, I was thinking too is we can raffle them all too. So we can generate money. We might even get more than the $250.
100% of the profits from this go to 7 local charities.
Okay, great.
Everything
Every prop, what kind of food's going to be there?
All right, so go to your car and get the tickets.
We don't have tickets at the car. It's an Eventbrite. All right. So Eventbrite.
Like a Kim, turn that mic back.
We'll take the name.
She's too pretty. It would be nice.
I'm kidding.
No, it's like Eventbrite. That's like a concert.
Right.
You have to sign in online.
You sign in, right.
And then they, you get a coupon or a promo code.
Because they have to give it a name, last name of each.
And let's do that thing for the Grand Prix. Do you want to have one of those tickets?
Yes, I have them in the truck.
We have Grand Prix, and what does three like? Would that go for normally a price?
$55 for Friday, and then the 3-day thing is I think closer to $200. But it's three days, you get in, it's right in the pits.
Yeah, we're doing promotions for the Grand Prix right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, because I'll be there every year. I volunteer in the pits.
Very nice.
And so I get to meet AJ Foyt, Mario Andrade, and all, but I get to see all the. I'm a car guy.
So I get right in there and I watch him dialing in the cars
and talking to the mechanic and the crew chiefs, and it's pretty exciting. It's fast paced.
Right.
The greatest show on earth.
The greatest show, downtown St. Pete.
The greatest show.org.
Downtown.
All right. And how many people are going to be on the ship?
450 is our goal.
And where are you at now? Are you allowed to ask that?
We're close.
You're at 400.
Okay, so that's a way to sell, too. Do you know there was a guy in 1960? He was considered the greatest direct mail salesman. You got to keep in mind, this is before the computers. Mm-hmm. Limited, right? So we should say, like, and he was the one that said this, though. He said, always put in your advertisement limited while supplies last. He was the guy credited with doing that. Now we have 450 seats. But it's possible it could be sold out.
The VIP sponsor is sold out.
Right. So then, what's sold out?
The VIP sponsor.
The VIP is already sold out. So the way you promote it is, limited seats are available. We're almost sold out. Mm-hmm. So you better get, because people want what they can't have.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Anyhow, should I be saying all that trickery to the salesmanship?
Right. We're all familiar with it. I was thinking of splitting the VIPs in half and doubling your money. But see, that's a whole other story and another talk for another day. But that's what I do.
Oh my gosh. Well,
so give us your phone number or contact information.
There is info at thegreatestshow.org or thegreatestshow.org. You can have a on the web.
Thegreatestshow.org.
Okay. And all the information is there. There's a link to tickets to Eventbrite. Right.
And what day is it again? March 11th. That's only like a week away.
Ticket sales end February 27th.
Oh, there you can put the end.
Yes.
While supplies last.
That's it.
You might be sold out.
Yes.
Do you know, there are some concerts that sell out in 5 minutes.
Did you know there's 3 days?
Huh?
There's 3 days in the year when men are always right, and that's February 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Very good.
Did you know that, Bobby?
What?
There's 3 days in the year that men are always right.
Oh.
It's the 28th, 29th, and 30th of February.
Oh, yes.
That's it.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, and every 4 years.
Yeah, and there's a leap year in between, depending on the pull of the moon and Venus.
Well, I'm really excited to be part of this.
If
if you like, I'll try to get 2 tickets sold.
Yeah.
You get it to me if that's.
We will.
And I'm only going to offer this for a limited time.
I think Brian, you should get an outfit like.
I should wear that.
Like him, I think you'd look great.
This is my really do.
What outfit?
I mean, you look good.
Do you know there's a chamber thing tomorrow in St.
Pete? We
see
you like that most of the time anyway.
You should go to that. There's a free luncheon thing at St. Pete Chamber tomorrow, and you guys could go in and.
Where do you be?
Downtown St. Pete.
The Chamber of Commerce,
Chamber.
Right on Central,
Yeah, so call the Chamber of St. Pete, and it's an open invitation tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the Grand Prix, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's it. Get out of here.
See you later.
That's it. Can you give me one of those things, like one of your things you yell or something? Like, you know, do you like yell or something?
Well, he's Italian. He does yell sometimes.
I yell like
short time.
Maybe we were in the circus and like do one of your yells.
What I say every time is, "Welcome to the greatest show."
You gotta do better than that. You need to work on that.
Yeah, it's gotta match.
If you do, everybody all over the place.
Yeah, this is my play this hello, hello, everyone all around the world. Welcome to Radio Alvin Live, one nation, one station, the best in town, in your town.
Say it in Italian. Say it in Italian.
Here's how I would do it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hang on, boys and girls.
You ready? The greatest show on earth. There are spectacular, unbelievable things about to happen. You're not going to believe your eyes. Woo! It's going to be magical.
Fantastic, incredible. Fantastic.
All right, now you do. Wait, let's just go around. Your turn.
Oh,
go
no.
Ahead.
Oh,
his turn. Go ahead.
I don't know. What would I say? So.
Okay. Hey, good. You go. Ready? And then, Eric, you're right there.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Yes,
he does have a good voice.
Great radio voice.
Yes. Okay, so now it's your turn, Ray.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Oh, you guys are all terrible. Okay, Bobby, go.
It's with pizza in my mouth. Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
That's the best kind.
All right, Eric, you ready to do it, Eric?
Yes, the greatest show ever.
Terrible. You guys are all terrible. But Eric does so much for my company, so I should be careful what I say to Eric.
Oh, that's my Eric, too?
Yes. Eric really.
Oh, Minuteman. Press guy. Hey, hey, Eric.
What's up?
All right, so you want to try to do it, young lady?
Oh, no, sir.
How about you?
Oh, no. No.
How about Tammy?
None's are good.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth. Come inside and enjoy the splendor.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good. That was a little better.
It's up there.
So I still think I won.
It's a B plus.
Okay, so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Give me the tickets and I'll promote you because I do the show here all the time.
Give him a...
How would I get them from Tammy? You get the tickets from him. Two tickets.
Yeah, we'll get this stuff.
Thank you, guys.
And then I will be, I'm going to sell them and I'm going to make money for you. So you're lucky. And I'm only offering this for 5 more minutes. Anyhow, so let's go.
Alrighty.
We'll discuss. What's the next topic?
The next topic is how can we beat the greatest show on earth?
I don't know. That's a tough one. That outfit was really
amazing.
Does
anybody know what Ed Sullivan used to say?
No.
Anybody?
This is the greatest show.
No,
the greatest.
He used to
it's
say
a really
this,
big show.
This is a really, really big show.
Really big show. That's the way Elvis got his start in the Beatles.
Right. And they wouldn't show his hips. They only would go above.
All right, Taylor.
Taylor. You ready, young lady?
Yes, but maybe she's...
Right, let's do the interview right here with you first.
Maybe she's a little bashful. Maybe I should leave. And then
no.
No.
You can stay.
That's fine. So, tell us what you do.
I work at a custom wig shop in Largo, Florida, where I create handmade pieces for anyone with medical conditions, maybe going through cancer treatments, alopecia, losing hair from medicine stress, genetics...
What is the number one reason why people lose their hair?
You know, I would probably say just all the junk that we put into us, medicines, bad hair products, you know.
Right.
If you're using bad shampoos, conditioners for 30 years, eventually it's going to take its toll on you.
Right.
A lot of times it's genetics, too. And, you know, a lot, unfortunately, is... people going through cancer treatments or alopecia, things like that.
That's sad.
It is.
Right. So last time we were here, speaking about wigs, there was a bald guy here.
I know. I
and it was perfect.
She's
here. Sitting next to the guy. He's got no hair. I mean, he doesn't even have to shave his head. It's gone. And I said, how much would it be to outfit a guy like this? I think his name was Bruce or something like that. And she said, about $430, give or take or something. That was funny.
Eric.
Stuff.
Hey, Eric, you there? Eric.
Yeah, he dropped off the phone.
Oh. Can you call him back?
He needs to call. He called us.
Oh, can you? I got his number. Get the number from Tammy.
I'll get it, yeah.
Tell him. Anyhow, so we lost one.
He'll be back.
The little one said, roll over.
Yeah.
Get someone else to call in.
Right. So it's important because to build a healthy self-image, right? And if you want to, like, think about it this way, they can insure your eyes. Some people insure their legs and stuff like that, like entertainers, for $1 million.
Yeah,
so then if I said to you, what is your arm worth?
Or Tyson's hands.
Or Tyson's fist. If I ask you that question, like, what is your arm worth to you? How much money would you put on it?
millions of dollars, I think. They're very important to me.
Yeah, so then if you want to have a healthy self-image, just from a physical standpoint, right, think about how you have an arm that's worth $1 million. It's building a healthy self-image, because people that have a healthy self-image and have confidence tend to do better in life.
It affects every other aspect of their life. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, good hair is an investment, not an expense.
Right.
Yeah.
So then you got to go with mental, right? Yeah. What is your mind worth? Yeah. Right? Can a computer, I guess nowadays they can, but back when we, but like this, does a, even a computer don't have a mind, can't think, right? So what is your mind worth?
Everything.
You know, they say, I think the way it's worded is, you change, no, yeah. What happens in your mind will change your life. Right, so how you think is so important. I mean, your door's about to come in, but I'm just gonna say, you ever think someone kills themselves, right, for suicide? That's because the mind, right, made them feel really sad and they lost hope.
Yep.
Right, so with this wig product, like it sounds, oh, you can give people confidence to live.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially with the patients you're dealing with, cancer patients.
You know, a lot of people don't realize also that their doctor can actually write them a prescription that will cover up to $1,000 towards the purchase of their wig, because it's considered, just like if you lose an arm, it's considered a cranial prosthetic.
Wow, that's pretty good to hear.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, it's a big hidden
for
secret.
A wig.
That,
yeah. How about the transplants where they put the little...
I don't know about that. We don't do hair transplants, just the wigs.
That's next.
Yeah, that's next.
And I was just trying to think of the saying that you... I just remember now. Remember, it must happen in your mind before it will happen in your life.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what you're doing. So if the mind is first, you're changing people's minds to feel good.
I like to think so.
Right. So what you're doing is, actually, you might not even realize this, you might have saved a life.
Well, thank
you. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I get a lot of women in who say, you know, it really is life-changing when you've gone years and years with, you know, feeling bad about yourself and then walking out and, you know, you feel like you've got a whole new possibility ahead of you. Or women who just suddenly, very suddenly lose their hair. And, you know, to a woman, even to some men, you know, your hair is everything. It's your identity. It's your crown. So it can be very stressful. And
your crown.
You know, it is.
I don't know. Bruce Willis seems to be doing fine.
Yeah, he's doing all
right. Telly Savalas did good. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to love yourself the way you are.
For sure. But your hair and your smile, I would say, is one of the first
things
people
notice about you. Yeah,
I'm getting
a little spot right here. And every now and again, I try to look at it, and I don't know why. I just look, I want to see if it's getting worse, you know, and it's like, does it bother me? I guess because I'm looking at it, maybe, yeah. Right. It is psychological.
I guess most people wouldn't admit what I'm about to say.
Oh, boy.
But there's times I get depressed.
Mm.
But I'll tell you when I do feel good. Like a guy said to me, because I was really filthy, and you can tell when someone's depressed because of the way their appearance is too. And the guy came up to me, and he was trying to be nice, because I really respect this man. And he realized I was all disheveled, right? Not shaving and all that. And he caught on, there's something wrong inside. Because on the outside, he could see that I was disheveled. And then the way he got it through to me is, he says, you know, a truck runs better when it's cleaned and polished. And like, he didn't make fun of me. Like, but I knew that I was disheveled, right? Because I didn't shave for a while, and I was wearing dirty clothes and all this.
Just gave you a different viewpoint.
He gave me a different viewpoint. He told me in a story. And, you know, it's something. If you believe a car runs better if it's polished, and why can't a human do the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So ask my friend here. Interview my friend.
Oh, Taylor, right?
Taylor.
Yeah, you have Taylor, a pressure washing business.
Let's see how you do. We're going to rate her. Okay, everybody, from 1 to 10, if she gets above an 8, she gets $50 and a gift certificate.
Oh, man, the pressure is on.
The pressure is on.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Taylor. How can people get a hold of you?
So what our business is, this is the pressure cleaning business. So this is a service business who people call us to come clean any anything that's dirty that they see on their exterior surface.
Anything that's dirty.
Anything that is dirty. Anything
that covers that. A lot of territory.
Decks, driveways, houses.
Everything.
Pretty much
everything.
Cover it all. How do people get a hold of you?
So people find me mostly off Google. We got over 50 plus gold star reviews over in the Tampa Bay area. So please give us a call at 727-612-8123. Spring is also here. We have pollen in the air. Everything gets dirty at this point. So so at this point, yeah.
It's definitely time to give you a call.
That is right.
Yeah.
May I ask a question or a suggestion? The gentleman here says that about the mind, because I like to read and read the mind. And if it's, if you feed the mind positive things automatically,
right.
Whether you're not trying too hard or depends how hard you try, I guess. And I mean, I can actually, I don't even want to go back so far back, but I can remember things that I thought it and I wanted it, and I would kill to get that whatever I was looking for. And maybe 60-70% of the time, something close to what I wanted happened. So that's a positive
thing. Right, positive thinking.
Giving yourself the strength and the time to really understand it, know as much as you can about what you're trying to accomplish, okay? I don't know.
Thank
you.
You're right.
Thank you. So, Taylor, we wound up with you for a minute. You give your phone number. I want to go over to this young lady next, too.
Yeah, of course. So, anyway, yeah, you can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at the username Tampa Taylor.
Tampa Taylor.
It's very catchy, guys. Oh, all like one it. Word.
Easy enough. Tampa. What's the phone number, Taylor?
And that phone number is going to be 727-612-8123.
8123.
Give us a call today for your free quotes on residential or commercial cleaning.
We're going to get that cleaned up. So, who do we have here?
Oh, Tiffany Russo.
Tiffany Russo. What do you do, Tiffany?
What do I do? Right now, I'm not doing anything. I just quit my job.
Why did you quit your job?
You quit? There's a lot of that going on now, I hear.
No, I'm going to go to Better Money. So right now, no job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I quit.
What's your goal? What's your objectives?
My goal in life? Most likely to go to New York City, sing for the Italians, do blues and jazz.
So you're a singer. You're an artist?
Yes, I like to sing. I really don't want an album, though.
Okay.
I kind of just want to hop in a Cadillac and, like, ride.
I hear you. Make some singles
and
post
some.
Yeah, just
ride. Album, though.
Okay.
I kind of just want to hop in a Cadillac and, like, ride.
I hear you. Make some singles
and
post some.
Yeah, just ride the little bars.
I love to hear that, though.
So, tell us what you have written down here. Rockin' Willie's. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, Rockin' Willie's, that's a wonderful bar, good place to drink and get food at that I like to go to. We're some of the locals in Holiday, Florida. Just okay. It's
Holiday.
A good place.
Okay.
Family oriented.
Okay.
No kids, though.
Oh,
no kids.
That's
adults
all right
only.
In a karaoke or some settings. So one of them I liked, what's your name?
Tiffany Russo.
We just had a nice Italian in here a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Tiffany. So one of the things I like to do, it's along what you have written down, is I go to Ruby's Elixir downtown St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like hearing a horn or some brass being played, and people come up and sing, and they have acts in there 7 nights a week, and it's jazz and blues flavor.
Mm.
So if you ever get coming past Holiday and you keep going down 19,
yeah.
You know, come on down to 3rd and 3rd and 3rd downtown St. Pete, and that's Ruby's Elixir. But Rockin' Willie's, do they offer drinks and food? And
yes, it's drinks and food. It's just a small bar, but it's a good place to stop in at if you just want to have a drink, possibly grab a small bite to eat. They have pool tables and stuff. It's just a nice vibe.
For sure.
Good, you know, good older people, like more or less the elder, go in there. Not it's
like
not
me.
Not too much a younger bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and Brian.
The old guys.
So Tiffany, tell me, you're here to promote Rockin' Willie's or yourself?
I'm here for to promote Brian.
Brian. And Cash Claws?
Cash Claws.
Yeah, he does that pretty good.
Yeah.
So you're like the assistant to Brian today?
Yeah, I'm here for Brian. Cash Claws Coupons.
Oh, okay.
And Willie's rocking.
And rocking Willie's, and then I wanted to shout out to about something.
About something?
Yes.
Something.
Something. Or somebody.
Oh, okay. So is rocking Willie's in our coupon book?
No.
Not yet.
No.
No, we need to get them in there.
That would be nice.
And now, you're a singer and a writer. Do you write your song? Write?
No, I sing other people's music.
Okay.
I have to get permission from the writers. I sing other people's songs.
So what do you like to sing? The Jews and the Jews. The blues.
Yeah,
the Jews. That's in between blues and jazz.
I probably wouldn't sing today, but
I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot. But I like Etta James.
Okay.
I'd Rather Be a Blind Girl is my number one song.
Okay. Mary J. Blige, any of that?
Nope.
Okay.
No. That's a little too.
Any country at all?
No country, no country. Rap. No.
I would not
be a good rapper.
I'm not getting a vibe of hip hop. I'm getting, a little horns.
Yeah.
Maybe a crooner kind of melancholy, a ballad.
Yeah, I probably would go back more towards like Etta James, people like that.
Yeah. Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
The Nat King Cole.
Yeah, with the Fuji. She has three different writers, but the Fugees is one of the writers.
Yeah.
But you know what? Other than that, yeah, just other people's music. I haven't took the time out to write my own song.
So if we said to you, Tiffany, sing just the title of your favorite song, would you be able to do that?
I would prefer not to. But I will tell you, it's called I'd Rather Be a Blind Girl.
I'd rather be. Come on, I'm good.
You sing it for me.
No. You're the singer. I'm the promoter. You're the singer. Okay, that's all we do is we promote people who sing.
No, I cannot.
We promoted an Italian Ringling and Brothers and Bottoms
right
there a minute ago. We're promoting a pressure washer.
I haven't even actually been in a studio.
Never been in the studio.
No, I haven't actually been in the studio. I've just been doing everything from at home because it's something I've been trying to get put together, this show in New York City. I've been trying to for 3 or 4 years, but I have to take like real small steps. This is my first time ever being at a radio station doing.
Great.
This is the first radio station ever in my life, and I'm 35 years old, so I thought that was kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. For sure. Stepping stones, right?
Yeah.
I was schooled in New York, Queens.
I
used to hang out in Manhattan.
I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, okay. You said you were going to go to New York and sing.
Yes, because I'm going to go sing for the Italians. And maybe I could do Tampa, too, but...
Is that a group like the Moose Lodge, the Italians?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my father there, my grandfather, John Russo, Steve Russo. I want to make a big ordeal.
A family.
Yeah, I want to make a big ordeal about it.
Wow. Like the greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Do you have any CDs?
That's amazing what that they're doing.
No CDs. No, because it would be like more or less singing someone else's song just for 10 or 15 minutes in an Italian place.
We got to get you here to sing Brian.
Yeah, I wouldn't make no CDs.
Would you like singing at bars?
Okay.
I would say like bars, or it's not really clubs. It's not coffee shops, because the Italians will be drinking liquor and smoking their cigars. But it's gonna be more or less tuxedo tie.
Anyhow, so this is that kind of
neat. So you sing at weddings and stuff like that?
No. I'm just gonna sing for the Italians and that's it. No weddings.
You can go.
No weddings.
I can walk from
it. We can split them,
right?
Isn't that something, though? The greatest show on earth?
I enjoy
the greatest show.
And she's a singer and a promoter for you.
That's actually the best thing I've heard yet. And a lot of my friends have said, what would you this and what would you that? And you said the greatest show on earth. But it would be very... it wouldn't be private, but it would be like some people, entourage, stuff like that would be invited, certain people that know about stuff like this.
What if they're not Italians?
That'd be okay.
She had a pull. There was a pull.
I'll let you slide.
So why don't you do me a favor, interview my friend here about pressure washing and what is the trick to being a good pressure washer. Give him the mic. I'll give him the mic.
You'll give me the mic. Okay.
So ask some questions there, Trish.
I'm Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Italians. Yeah, the Italians. Yeah,
what's the matter for you?
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
You talk like this, you know?
Forget about it.
What's yeah, about I've that? Never did an interview, so I really don't know how.
Stop.
No?
Well. Ready, this is your first.
Okay, your name is?
My name is Austin Taylor, Why owner so of Taylor funny? Pressure Washing.
Okay. How long you been in business?
I've been doing this a little bit over 3 years now. Started right after I got laid off from Target from seasonal. Mm-hmm. I was sick and tired of going in, clocking out. Had a little bit of pressure washing experience at that time. So right beginning of January 2019, I just went to work.
You own the whole business?
I own the whole entire shebang.
Congratulations.
So thank you very much. Had a pretty good successful year last year. Over 250 clients out of the whole year.
Wow.
Very awesome. Good clients. Building up my referrals and recommendations throughout all of Tampa Bay.
Besides pressure washing, what is a goal of yours besides pressure washing? What is something you really, really want to do?
Be a full-time traveler. I would say I would love to travel the world and experience different cultures and live in that.
That sounds
and
like fun.
Find out a way to make it work and, you know, do work on the side and try to make a living. Mm-hmm. That's one goal.
I was just thinking of that, an RV or something.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to be a mortgage guy. I'm waiting, I'm going, hey, it's not coming.
I said it would be nice just to take off.
Yeah, just do the things that you love. That's what
Brian started out years and years ago, 27 years ago. He was going to become a mortgage guy and everything like that. And he said, you know what? I want to be a radio guy, maybe a mortgage. And he wound up being here. And it's 27 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
27 years on the radio. I'm the longest running show. Am I, Bobby?
Gospel's got you beat.
Gospel's got, and that's okay.
That's okay. Second fiddle to the gospel.
But overall, I'm like right up there.
I said fiddle.
In the
music.
Top five, yeah.
Top five. How many shows are on this station?
About 32, I think.
32.
So I'm going to have to something. Forget about it, the top four.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about
What's
it.
What's the matter for you?
What would it take to make me number one?
Uh-oh.
Well, time would have to pass, obviously.
You got
to
be careful, Bobby, when you ask him.
That's it.
What he's got to do.
You'd have to hang out for another 10 years.
This is a clean show.
No, it's nice though, and I'm a loyal listener to a lady. She has, I think, a church in Tarpon, and she, I think she does 2 hours on Sunday, and she's a really like she helps me out mentally. Because she has a spiritual message, but she also talks real about what people go through, right? Because, the truth is, sometimes I'm depressed, right? And that's just the reality of it. Most people won't talk about it because it's a taboo subject to say that. Change of thought.
There you go.
Now, I used to do a show, if whether you guys believe this or not, where I wouldn't have a guest. And I would just talk.
Did you run them off or?
No. And what happened was, I think I did better then with you guest here. What a thing to say.
That's kind of warming. Not.
Happy to be here.
Do we have a soundtrack for crying, Bobby?
So I'm going to tell you why.
No, you don't want to hear that one.
The reason I'm why part is of it now. Because I could philosophize.
Yeah.
And I had a loyal listener. You know what I mean? Because they knew that if they tuned in, they were going to get my philosophy of life.
What makes you happy, bro? I wanted to ask you that. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy is when I'm not thinking of myself.
There you go.
Other people happy?
Yeah. Because that really is. Because when you love what you do and you care.
You care.
Right? That's the key word is you care. When you stop trying to get what you want, and you start helping others get what they want, right? Then you achieve your goals. Help others. See, this is what people miss. My 1 hour show. So I think I'm firing all you guys.
That's great.
What do you think, Bobby? Should
Sounds
we
Sounds like we've been mentally fired already.
Yeah. Well, you can't get rid of me,
what's
so
that,
that's
yeah,
okay.
What's that ambulance
so can
sound?
We get rid of Taylor?
We need an ambulance to come get the wounded.
We'll get rid of the wig lady?
Yeah.
With the wounded.
The mortgage.
We need an ambulance. What's that matter? Do we have an ambulance for
Let's
the wounded at the table?
Really, though.
Oh, my God.
You want to take a vote? Who thinks Brian should just do the whole hour by himself, philosophize?
We can turn his mic off then.
Yeah, we'll just turn it would be the easiest thing to do. Just let him wave his hands and go through the motions.
Who thinks that?
Just turn your headphone light up and.
I mean, I would tune into you, but then what would I do?
Lady.
I need you, Brian.
Oh my God!
What do you think?
I'm wigging out Trish. Over here.
No. What's your name?
Tiffany Russo.
Oh, Tiffany.
Jeez, let me write it down.
You know, I'm kidding when I said it that time.
You got Tiffany, an ambulance?
How you can remember Tiffany is jewelry, right?
Yeah.
Then how can you remember The Whisper?
The Lone Whisper, Clint Eastwood.
The Whisper. Okay, so how can we remember Taylor? Oh, yes, Taylor. He's mending a shirt while he's pressure washing.
Wow.
He's a tailor.
Yeah, there's another ambulance ride.
See, I just did something good there for Taylor.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not so sure. What? He kind of is like going, what? Hey, let's talk about something exciting.
What is that?
Mortgages! Mortgage. I know it. Everybody is on the edge of their seat in the listening world right
see,
now.
I just lost
see, there
four
it
listeners.
Is. I know it. 20 of them just signed off.
If I signed off.
But I make it fun.
No, really. I really want to ask this question once again. Who thinks that if I talked for an hour, listenership would go up?
I think
well, nobody
so.
Called,
I think
so.
Nobody called. And that's a, what do you call a no?
Nobody
no?
Called.
Yeah, that's a boom, no, don't, don't. Hit the gong.
You know what the greatest sound in the world is? Someone's voice.
Yeah.
Their own voice.
Yeah, their own name.
A great voice, too.
Let's pick out a song for our interface. Do you have, like, the greatest show on earth, some P.D. Barnum stuff?
We actually did play the TV show, or the movie, The Greatest Show. We played that last hour, so I'll pull that back up again.
Pull it back up. Pull it back up.
And that was Be Local, right?
She's Be Local Buzz.
Be Local,
yes.
Yeah.
Great Be show. Local Buzz.
Hey, so let's talk about Eric for a second because he was on the line for a minute. 5 minute man press. And then we got Beacon Windows, Lizette. We don't want to forget her. And then we have Sharon Vecchione, my realtor partner from last week. And guess what? It's exciting. I know you're ready. Mortgages! I know it. Take it easy.
What do you think about that?
Listen, refinance now, 727-512-0497. All right.
Refinance. I'm a bank. I'll bank it, too.
Yeah. I think they just signed off en masse.
Who wants to hear me sing?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Right?
I do. Come on, Tiffany.
Put your hand down.
No, I used to sing at weddings.
Oh, did you see that?
I was a wedding singer.
He said, oh, I want to
hear. We have a song.
Come on.
It's better.
Okay.
No, I want to hear Brian sing. We can't get Tiffany to sing, so let's get Brian.
The greatest show on earth. No, I only sing when I get paid, okay?
How about some AC/DC, Thunderstruck? Can you,
Is this the greatest show on earth?
That's from the movie, yes, the theme song. For it. Or The Greatest Showman is what the movie is.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that. Okay.
That's what we played.
You know, there was a show called The Guy Was a Con Artist, and he had what was that show called? Where he took all the people's money, but he said, make believe you have an instrument. Does anybody know the movie I'm talking about? It was a big hit. And what he did is he came into town, he was conning them out of money, but then he started to like the people, and he was going to put a band together. Does anybody know the movie? So what he did is, instead of buying the instruments, he told people to make believe they were playing instruments, right?
Ooh.
And I think it was called The Greatest Show on Earth.
What would you play?
I would play the trumpet.
Okay.
What would you play?
The sax.
What would you play?
I was going to say the sax too, yeah. But now I guess I'm going to do some piano.
We can both do this. Oh,
what
piano.
Would you play?
Yeah. Keyboard.
Yeah.
I would just play the flute.
There you go. We got a band going today.
Okay, what would you play?
Yeah, what would you play?
Maybe the saxophone.
Okay, that's three saxophones.
And then Bobby, we need you to do the drums.
Okay, sure.
What were you going to do?
I do drums. We got drums here anyway, so that's...
Do we have drums? Can we get a drum roll?
We really do have
drums. Does anybody know that show? If you want to call in...
727-441-3000.
That's right.
And I'm going to Google it. Oh, look, that's how quick we got a call.
Yeah. Look at that. Son of a gun!
Who knows it?
Mortgages!
I know, they're all excited.
So, right, let's just see. I think it was
Mortgages!
Called... What was it?
Go ahead.
What was the name of the show?
The Music Man.
The Music Man.
Yeah, it was on the tip of your tongue.
Did that win an Oscar?
Don't know.
Don't know.
But was that a great movie?
Tremendous.
Right.
Tremendous.
Because me, he was basically, because I consider myself a salesman, right? And most salesmen won't say that to you, right? I don't get why.
Yeah.
But my job is to help people benefit and grow, right, as a salesman. Mm-hmm.
That's why you sell those shoes with lifts in them, right?
That's it.
You help them
to
grow.
To have people's best interests, right? The better I give a presentation, the Come better on, Bobby. That my product should
I'm
be.
I'm moving fast here
So
today.
What was it about the movie? Mortgages. Is the gentleman still there?
Yes.
What was it about The Music Man that you liked?
Good score.
Good okay. score. What does that mean, that good score?
He's struggling with
music.
A little... struggling to get it
the
wrong.
Music. Was the theme of the thing he was really going there to con people, but then he at the end... Originally.
He falls in love with a librarian, and everybody happy, happily ever after.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, and then it turns out they did real well. What's this?
Notes from Tiffany.
Notes from Tiffany. Okay.
She
Anyhow.
Wants to sing now.
But you see how quick this guy called
Somewhere.
In? So guess what you just won? $50.
Oh, my God.
Two Renaissance tickets.
Nice.
Wow.
You got any clapping in there, Bobby?
So what we'll do is this. We already had someone that's going to enter in to win the greatest show on earth, and you got to explain to her how to do it.
Yes, I will. And also, starting next week, guys, tune in because we're going to have great giveaways for the Renaissance Festival coming up every week that you can win tickets.
We have hundreds of tickets, too. Ooh, can you play the commercial for the
Renaissance Festival?
No. The Purple Haze.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
We just did this commercial today. Do you want me to use the lingo, guys? We just cut the commercial, and it's in the can.
They're in our coupon book, Purple
you guys,
Haze.
I know that's a little too much for you guys.
Yeah.
The people that don't know, the lady. And then you know what this means? 30 seconds. See?
Really?
That's it. Do you know what this means? I don't know, but what does that mean?
Oh, man.
What does this mean?
Mortgages.
That's mortgages.
That's what that means.
No, this is break.
Mortgages.
This is break.
That's the new vernacular there. Yeah.
So it's break, as in I'm going to play the commercial.
Okay, play the commercial.
Purple Haze in Largo is having a free party Wednesday, April 20th, and Saturday, April 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m. There'll be free giveaways, free samplings, live music, live glass blowing, and some really big sales. Food and beverage will be available at this family-friendly event. That's Purple Haze, 10999 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. Purple Haze, free party Wednesday, April 20th, and Saturday, April 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m.
Whose voice was that, Bobby?
I never heard of him.
That's our very own Bobby.
Let's go around the room quick.
Quick. Oh, he give us a signal for 4 minutes?
Okay, go.
One. Oof.
A one. What does that mean, by the way?
We only have time for mortgages.
To wrap it up.
Mortgages!
That means wrap it up?
Refi now.
All right. Like this finger?
Yeah, that one, that finger.
I ain't going to do the
you
other
finger. You got to be careful, Bobby, with him.
I almost got in trouble.
Yeah,
we won't get into
it. Right, going to get censured.
Wrap again.
So, custom-made wigs, toupees, prosthetics. Come see us at Everyday Beautiful, located at 2310 West Bay Drive. We're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 4. We accept walk-ins, and appointments are available anytime.
Very good.
And we have Austin from Taylor Pressure Washing here, serving our community with commercial and residential professional cleaning services. Please give us a call at 727-612-8123.
Go ahead, Tiffany.
I would just like prayers for Mr. Russo, my father that's fighting cancer.
That's good.
Mortgages! Refi now! Hey, in case you weren't as excited as the rest of us, mortgages! Refi now, 727-512-049.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.